What's up, bro? You're listening to Randomly Relatable SG,
where we talk about random things you relate to.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Wise.
I'm Shurai.
I'm Sabrina.
And today's podcast is, if your partner cheats on you, is it also your fault? 3, 2, 1, let's go. So today's podcast is, if your partner cheats on you, is it also your fault? Like, Shuram?
Yes. Go, Shuram.
Okay, it's quite a sensitive topic, yeah, for some people, but like, I think the common consensus is that the person that cheats is mostly at fault, lah. It's 75-25, ah.
So oh, got percentage,
got percentage of fault. Got percentage of fault.
Okay.
Because like everybody said, it takes two hands to clap. There is something obviously lacking in the current relationship. Therefore, that person decided to resort to cheating lah. I'm not saying that it's right. I'm not saying that it's justified. But
it's still very, very, very bad lah.
Yeah, I'm saying that there must be a reason to why things happen. Every action has a consequence. And every non-action has a reaction lah.
But what if really, really, like the partner really like never do anything wrong? Do you think there's such a thing ke macam confirm got something lacking?
Confirm got something lacking.
Or you just dating a cheater and you're just dating an asshole and you are a victim of this nonsense. Ah.
But is there such a thing as like, I just cheat because I cheat?
I don't think so.
I feel like it's, like, depends on what age are you in lah.
Okay.
Sadly, even however old you are, there are still just assholes out there lah.
Yeah.
And macam, maybe in a relationship, in a in a marriage situation, extremely sad. But I think it's a lot more common in a dating relationship kind of stuff like that. Mm. Some people may not take it as seriously as the other person, and then they just find that they're not together yet, but they've been together for like a year already, and then the other party feels that they cheated. But to them, like, oh, it's nothing.
Okay, we don't talk about like 1 year in relationship. Maybe like 3 years really. It's like obviously both of you guys are official. Obviously, you guys are in a relationship. Then, is there really such a thing as, oh, I just cheat on you because I'm a cheater by birth?
No, I don't think so. There will always be a reason. Personally, I feel like I said, every action has a consequence or every action has a reaction. Or every non-action in this case. So, kirakan kalau, if let's say in that relationship, you are not happy and you have expressed this to your partner and your partner doesn't do anything about it. Do I feel that you have every right to cheat? No. But was there a reason to you cheating? Yeah, there was lah. You were not happy lah.
I think I can agree with you on that lah. To me, it's like, if you cheat, there must have been a reason. But I'm not saying that cheating is or can ever be justified. Even if that person kill your dog it's still not a good reason to cheat on him or her.
But it's a good reason to kill everybody.
No, also.
You know what's the reference?
What?
John Wick.
What?
Oh.
Because the person killed the
John Wick is what show?
It's a fight show. It's a very good show. You should watch it.
But John Wick 1 was good. John Wick, the other John Wick's not that
good. Aku just suka fight show in general.
Who's the actor?
Keanu Reeves.
Oh,
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, X-Men pula. Aduh, Matrix.
But we are in the streets right, on the streets right now, and we're going to ask everybody, yeah? So,
today I am with, again,
Peinam
and Chai.
Okay, so this question is a bit controversial, slightly. If you were cheated on, is it also your fault?
I think it's
You want to say something?
Okay, let me go first.
Okay.
I think it's our fault because maybe we got cheated because of our insecurity.
Okay.
Because we feel insecure, that's why we cheat.
So it's your fault. It's our own fault.
Half our fault.
Okay, because some people say that if you got cheated on, it's that person's fault. It's not my fault.
It's half.
It's half.
It's not entirely yours.
Okay.
What about your answer?
Similar.
Same answer. That's why you wanted to go first, is it? Okay, can. Okay, what if the situation is flipped, okay? It's changed. So, do you have a sister?
I do not.
Okay, do you have a brother?
Yeah.
Okay, so if your brother got cheated on, would you then say that, oh, it's also your fault?
Well, he's my brother. I wouldn't say that because he has my siblings.
Yeah.
I would like cheer him up or something. Cheer him up.
Cheer him up, okay.
Yeah. But I would also ask him, like, how did it happen? Does he have any ideas that okay. it leads to
her
cheating
that.
On him? Yeah.
Okay. So you really genuinely believe, both of you guys, believe that it is 50-50, the blame?
For me, it's 50-50.
50-50.
Well, if you're not happy with someone, like, yeah. You do not love them anymore,
yeah.
just tell them.
Just tell them, don't cheat.
Yeah, don't cheat. Break up and cheat. I mean, break up and
cheat
with someone.
Okay, man. Thanks, you guys. Thank you so much.
So today I'm with
Nabil.
Okay, so second question is, if your partner cheats on you, is it also your fault? What's your thoughts on this?
Wow.
Because some people say, a lot of people say, oh, it takes two hands to clap. Not my fault at all. Things like that.
I mean, it depends lah. Because, I mean, it depends on the context also. I mean, the act of cheating is always the partner's, the one who does it is at fault lah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's what I believe in. But there's also maybe the other partner maybe is maybe not living up to the task or something.
Not living up to the task.
I don't know.
Eh?
Or maybe I think it all boils down to communication also lah. Yeah. So and it's on either party that's not communicating well. I think I don't know. Yeah.
I have another interesting question to ask.
Okay.
So let's say right now, somebody cheats, and you're the friend of the cheater.
Friend of the cheater.
You're the friend of the cheater.
Uh-huh.
And then now they break up already.
Okay.
What do you say to the cheater?
I mean, I've encountered this a lot of times.
See this,
yeah.
Your friend is a cheater.
Nah, I won't say who, but then like, I mean, we are all angry at him lah. Yeah. But I mean, we scold him and everything lah. I mean, this is not right to do lah. Right. Because always upset lah. But we still maintain as friends lah after that.
I see. Okay, man. Thanks so much, man. Thank you so much. Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, today I'm here with
Johan.
I'm Sabrina.
Okay.
All right. So the question is,
Do the second one.
If your partner cheats on you, right?
Hypothetically.
Okay.
Is it also your fault?
Okay.
So to give you a bit of context, you know how there's this argument that says it takes two hands to clap, or like if someone cheats on you, that means you are probably lacking somewhere. What's your opinions on that?
Okay, maybe something. I mean, there's a bit of my fault, okay, because I don't give enough attention, or even she got problems, and then I don't have time to like asking her like what's the problem and all.
So if let's say. Your partner cheats on you lah. Okay? He keeps looking at his partner. Your partner cheats on you. And then after that, she say, it's your fault because you didn't give me enough attention. You can take that. Or you feel like that's just an excuse. Because it's very easy to say, you know, that you understand. But do you think you'll be able to actually accept that?
So, sometimes they give, just a reason for them to like feel like comfortable for themselves.
So they can sleep at night.
Mm.
And then you do like that, I awkward. Okay. If let's say a cheating does happen, do you think the relationship can move forward, or do you think it ends there? It's game over already.
First of all, I think we need to talk, and then we need to get an understanding.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we try to understand like why it happens, and then we need to resolve like how to
move on from here lah.
The solution,
Listen, you personally, you feel like if someone cheats on you, you'll be able to forgive them?
Me, like, yes.
Yeah.
I'm able to.
Must be nice to yourself also, you know. You cannot just forgive.
But sometimes I can't feel
like it will, how should I say, sometimes it will attack me.
But you know how to, like, oh, you are a bottler, is it? Mm-hmm. Okay, please be careful with your heart.
Yeah, I'm with
Aidil.
Emmy.
Okay, so the question for today is, if your partner cheats on you, is it also your fault?
I would say yes, because today we just learned about love language lah, right? So
stay away pakai, yeah?
Pakai bro.
Stay away use,
what okay? You learn, you must apply. Okay. So I would say in a sense you play a part. It's not entirely the person's fault, the victim's fault, but somewhat you play a part, because let's say the cheater, maybe their love language is act of service, but you've been working hard and long, and you've not been there for your spouse or your girlfriend lah. So that's why they feel that there's no attention given to them. So that's where I guess all this cheating plays a part lah. Yeah.
I see. So it's, they don't just happen because it happened lah. It happened because there's something that wasn't given or wasn't expectation wasn't met and things like that lah. Is it?
Yeah, correct. So like there's something missing for the cheater. So that's why they require. Or they seek for something else like elsewhere.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. How about yourself?
Yeah, so I will also say it's basically the question is about, like, is it also your fault,
yes,
right? So I will say it's also partly the, like, your fault, because you don't give enough attention to your spouse or your partner. But I will always say that everybody, how loyal they are, they always have a tendency to cheat.
Okay.
Yeah.
You saw that, bro? Yeah, stop.
I think it's not tendency lah. I think more of everyone has the capability to cheat.
Yes.
Yeah, I think she used the wrong word here. Because recently we also
learn again. First day, one day two of the course.
Oh no. This time we found something online that we can relate lah. So basically, everyone has the capability to cheat. It's whether or not you
put yourself in that position.
Yeah, whether you put yourself in that position. So we are always in an area. It's whether you are vulnerable to it or not. So never ever put yourself in a position where you are vulnerable to cheating lah, or you are exposed someone you are giving yourself chance to cheat.
So that's why they always say like even though you go to the club and don't drink, but just don't go to the club lah, because you're in that situation, in that environment that brings out the worst and enables the bad things lah.
Correct. Yeah, you're putting yourself in the situation lah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But what if it's work?
What if it's work? Okay, so I guess workplace is a bit tough, because I know of stories where colleagues have been working so long together. Eventually, cheating happens, and then these colleagues get married. So it's really tough, I would say. So
cheating and then got married.
I think any uniform group can relate, lah. Huh?
Maybe. Yeah. I hope not. But yeah. Is there any more else?
I guess for me is you have to set your own boundaries. Again, like, everybody have the capability to cheat. Yeah, so whether or not you put it on yourself. Like, example, if I have like something that I have to do with my colleague who is a male, I still have to see my boundaries. I can like hang out with him after work, and I shouldn't like text him anything that is not related to work, you know, about my life. I shouldn't like complain to him, but yeah, like basically
boundaries.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so this question is, if let's say your partner cheats on you, is it also your fault?
Yeah, I need to reflect on myself and look overall of the relationship. Sometimes we might do wrong, but we mislook about it.
So why is it also your fault? You feel like it's also your fault. So it's also your fault because you feel like you may mislook lah.
The way we talk to our partner, then the way we treat our partner.
Okay. Can. So would you be? So let's say, bro, you find out your friend is cheating.
Yeah. Friend.
What would you say to your friend?
I usually ask them to stop, then just be loyal or just be playboy.
Just be loyal or play playboy, but be aware of it lah. Don't own it lah. Kira kira own it lah.
Yes.
Okay.
Like bad consequence.
Okay. Can. Okay. Thanks, Ben.
Your partner cheated on you.
Mm-hmm.
Is it also your fault?
Partially.
Okay.
Because it takes two hands to clap. So one person has to make a mistake for the other one to make the mistake as well.
Do you feel like that's not just an excuse that some people use?
It could be an excuse, mm-hmm. but ultimately at the end of the day, you still have to reflect on yourself and how you can take action to prevent that from happening in the first place as well.
Okay, so if I'm getting it correct, mm-hmm. you're saying that if, let's say, person A cheats on person B, mm-hmm. person B made a mistake first?
As well. Not make the mistake first, but make a mistake as well.
Okay. What kind of mistakes are considered okay for mistakes. The other person to cheat on you?
Not having spending enough time with them. That's why they were to find someone else to spend time with, to do other stuff with. So it takes two hands to clap, like I said. So person A has to spend time with person B has to spend time with person A, so things wouldn't end up so bad.
I understand. Yeah. So if, let's say, person A were to really cheat on person B, mm-hmm. that would be an okay excuse to give? Like, it would be a good reason to give if person B said, oh, you're just not spending enough time with me.
It's a conversation starter.
Okay.
How to start the conversation and then what would have led up to that. So, like I said, it always has to go back to from the start, how it all happened in the first place, whose mistake on was it not being enough for one another.
That's nice. And then the last thing, okay?
Okay.
Do you think if someone has already cheated, mm-hmm. that there is still a way for you to move on from it, or if someone cheated, it's game over?
Definitely, the trust isn't there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also whether the person is willing to take the step to fix things and rekindle things along the way. So it ultimately is the game plan afterwards, mm-hmm. after that happens, and having the conversation, whether you want to continue the relationship and set new boundaries, set new rules, plan things to come ahead, that's or nice, whether yeah. just to end it there.
Okay. All right. That's it. Thank no you problem. So much, Rehan.
Okay, so we're back. We're back from the streets. We are back in the studio.
No, lah. We in really. The car, lah. Why you lie to them?
Yeah, so we're back in wherever we are. And it was an interesting conversation. Most of the answers are the same, Adu.
Honestly, I think... Wait.
The first time, so guys, we're in the car. So every time we were buying, what's this thing called?
Bro tea.
First time Shuran bought this drink, he say like tastes weird. But this is the third week we're out.
I think it's cool.
But the first time you bought it, you say like meh.
You like wheatgrass, is it?
It's not wheatgrass, bro. It's not winter melon.
No, wheatgrass.
It's winter melon, right?
Wheatgrass.
Let me try that.
Then you should try the one at Jalan Kayu. My brother likes this wheatgrass Bandung.
Wheatgrass Bandung, yes.
Yeah, I don't like Bandung,
though. Oh, wheatgrass.
But, okay, I wanted to say, the podcast, the street interview today, was a little bit tougher to get people to be more raw and genuine.
Yes.
You know, like, a lot of them just had a lot of model answers.
Yeah,
because
very
the question
safe
is tough.
Answers,
Yeah, and they are out to have a good time, then we hit them with this kind of questions, because
if your partner cheats on you. Got one guy,
which one?
Johan!
I never forget your name, Johan.
Today I am with Johan.
Johan? I know!
He kept looking back at his partner as a joke, lah.
Yeah.
Because cheating is a very serious thing, and the people that we approached were mainly couples. So I guess it was a very sensitive topic to talk about, especially when you're in front of your significant other. Because you wouldn't want to say the wrong thing, ma. You cannot justify cheating. But I think everybody that answered the question was very mature about it.
They're actually, like,
yeah.
I know, but something about Johan, though. I've always wanted to approach someone like that. I always wanted to approach someone like that where I just go up to them, I shake their hand, and then straight away like talk to them. And he stepped like, oh, have you seen me before? Blah 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 blah. Fella from JB,
yes. Yes.
Apa yang dia merepek yang dia pernah jumpa aku?
He probably saw you on TikTok lah.
Got a chance.
No, but he said that someone else
looks exactly like me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but to talk about the answers again earlier tadi, I think all of them gave very good, matured answers, like Shram said. And a lot of them, I guess, shared the same sentiments as you, Shram.
Yeah. I really feel that most of them weren't the woke type whereby like, oh no, it's totally the other person's fault.
Tak ada, not once eh.
Tak ada, tak ada. Everybody was very reflective and like understood that cheating can happen and that it is not only on that one person's fault. Which is something that is very refreshing to
hear. But you're still the bastard lah if you cheat.
Yeah, of course. It doesn't make it right, bro. You're still
don't
a fucker.
Cheat. There is no one who will set you if you cheat.
Yes.
And no one should set you if you cheat.
Yes.
So if you cheat, you take it like a man.
Yes.
You face the music. You face the consequences.
Yes. But
and then you move on from there lah.
Yes, but there's always a reason lah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Well, then it doesn't justify.
It doesn't justify
it
at
doesn't
all
justify. It what doesn't you've justify. Done. Yes,
so
correct.
Please, if you've cheated before, don't do it again. If you're thinking of cheating, don't cheat. If you cannot understand why other people cheat, I think understanding is good lah, but you don't have to accept it lah.
Yes.
Yeah, and if you're on the end of the, you're on the receiving end where you've been cheated on, I guess this is a good reminder to reflect also lah, because you cannot just 100% blame the person who cheated. You probably...
You don't have to stay with the person.
No lah, leave if you want to.
But I guess it's a good moment, especially in that vulnerable time, for you to reflect as to why it happened. And sometimes you can take the time to grieve, take the time to be angry all you want. But I think it's also important to look back and understand where it went wrong and where you as a person... may have made mistakes. Of course, everybody's human. To say that you're perfect is very arrogant.
And both parties, please don't victimize yourself.
Yes.
Speak the truth as it is. You made mistake, you own up already.
Okay, right. Guys, with that, I think this comes to the end of the podcast. If you would like us to talk about a certain topic, do leave it in our Instagram DMs. We will try to read them. I think that's all for today, and we'll catch you guys in the next episode. Bye.